This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. It has been a while due to weather and things that happen in weather. And joining us for the first time in quite some time, freshly back up on the, on the air or back up. He's going to explain it to us. Joining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, it is great to have the gang back together. I was mugged by a hurricane without power, without internet, and then my computer died. And there's so much technology to make this show look easy. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, yeah. So I'm very curious, in the beginning with the when you guys were in the middle of the outage, how fast was it for, was law enforcement on site to try to keep things going? Were you on your own to try to keep things going as far as security and everything?
Wow. The morning of the hurricane, meaning the cells passed, the rain stopped, you go out and you pick your way through the power lines to look at the devastation, check on friends, start the process of standing life back up on its feet again. I saw a few law enforcement vehicles. Obviously, they had been called. They're not sitting around. They're few and far between. Getting around was hard. Debris was everywhere. Power lines were down. Now, if you're 5 miles from a substation or 10 miles from your nearest internet node where it goes to fiber, and one tree falls, you're without power. In our case, we had dozens and dozens of trees over that 5 to 10 mile. So it took them a long time to stand up. A few days later, the National Guard was in town. And they were, I never saw them act. They were just there as a presence. They were in front of a few liquor stores. They were handing out free meals. They were in front of gun stores. I asked them, what are you guys doing? And they said, we're just here. If you need us, we're here, and we're handing out meals. As soon as it gets down to less than 100 a day, we'll close this center and go on to do other things.
What kind of, when you say they were handing out meals, were they handing out MREs, or were they actually handing out hot chow?
Some of both.
Yeah.
A lot of the local restaurants, even those that were, air quotes here, damaged, kept their restaurants closed, but their kitchens open. They were feeding work crews. In the first few days, there were a few examples of rioting. Not rioting, looting, break-in. Mostly somebody broke into your neighbor's house because they left and they hadn't gotten back yet. And some of those robbers were killed. So that didn't last long. As people came back, they provided their own protection. In my case, a friend had been looted twice, and I said, here's a spare generator. Here's a spare air conditioner. Go to your place, stay there, and stop this. And they did, and it did.
Well, you haven't. Now, in Louisiana, and yes. I'm just curious about this, because I lived there, but it's been a while since I've lived there.
Right.
I think I moved away from there in 1988.
It has been a while, Bill.
It has been a while. Open carry is allowed in Louisiana, right?
It is, absolutely. And I don't usually open carry. Sometimes I did just to be a visible deterrent.
Right. What about, is it okay to open carry rifles?
I don't know. I didn't. Yeah, I just carried the handgun on my hip.
Right.
You know, if you're slung muzzle down, now see, during a hurricane, I don't think anybody's going to bother you.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say was we did have an invading army, but they were welcome. Because within about 4 days, we had 23,000 linemen from all over the central U.S. come here to try and stand up our power grid again.
Right.
And everybody with a kitchen was making meals just here. We'll feed them over here. The VFW next to me closed, but their parking lot was full of line trucks, and the guys had chow inside. Under a local bridge, there was a mobile laundry factory. You know, just looked like something right out of the Army, because 20,000 guys, if they're working 12 to 16 hour days, come on, give them something clean to wear.
Laundry becomes that is actually a thing. That's teaching you how to survive in any sort of weather. Staying clean and dry are two.
Right.
Two big caveats. So laundry is a good thing they set up. That means they were serious.
Oh, we've moved over 2 million cubic yards of debris. That's like, what is it, 4,000 football fields that we've covered with this stuff. We chip it, we haul it out on trucks, and we're less than halfway done. We're going to double that easily. Yeah, we live in a forest down here because it's hot,
yeah.
And the forest down.
I've often wondered what happens with all the stuff they chip. Do they actually use that? Does mulch go on sale after one of these things? When I'm having to do all this?
The two guys who are going to go out of business this year are people who sell much mulch and sell firewood.
Gotcha.
Everybody has a ton of it. I mean,
yeah.
Where do they? I don't know where they're putting it. For all I know, they take it to a landfill, but they grind it up first to just compact it.
Right. So what is the current status at Shea Morse?
Oh, we're good. I lost things that don't matter. Shingles, gutters, tree branches, you know, literally probably 2 to 3,000 pounds of tree branches we had to put on the curb, and fences.
Right.
But, yeah, and my computer, and once the power came back on and we sorted out the computer issue, we had to. My wife's office lost her roof, so they had to come and move here. There, it is impossible right now to find office or a place to live because about 20% of the housing stock is not livable right now. It may be recoverable. A lot of people went out and bought trailers because the price of those didn't really change much. They scoured them from the South Central U.S. and they're living in a trailer while their house is repaired.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, that's interesting. Because before all this started, I was talking to somebody, and I talked to this guy who sells above-ground pools. And they came up in short supply during COVID, and now what you're talking about, I bet you that there's a short supply of trailers now. Amazing how things change.
The good thing about trailers is they roll.
So, that's right.
Right. So, yeah, I believe the local lot is empty, but a week from now, it won't be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coming up on the first break, you can catch Rob's stuff. He starts out at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it goes out to ClashDaily.com, then makes his way to Ammo Land. Two podcasts, the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, and the very unique self-defense gun stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Alive. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. They are the home of the BFS 3 Trigger, the Salus Line, Reformation, Providence, Militia Line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morris as he makes his return from the land without power. You know, they say that if you can survive without power for a week, you're good to go.
And I'm wiser than I was. Lots of people were prepared. It was my first hurricane. Yeah, you get generators, you power your building partially, you put in window units because you can't run your major air conditioning, and you take care of water. If you, lots of people still had natural gas so they could cook. They still had city water. There were one or two days when the pressure dropped and then it was right back up. You know what? Entergy and AT&T did a great job getting their networks back up. They've been around. They've
right.
seen this before. T-Mobile, Verizon, Suddenlink, you know, they're used to somebody's kid hitting a pole, not a hurricane knocking down 7,000 poles.
Right.
I spoke to some of the technicians, and they said, yeah, we've got people connected, but you don't understand how robust our network usually is. We can stand breakages and still keep you in service. We can't do that right now. It's up, but fragile. They figured they were going to be working for a year to get it, to return the redundancy that they had before.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of redundancy, shall we get political?
Sure.
I just saw just before we came on the show that the Senate Judiciary Committee put up their schedule to hear Amy Barrett 1 week from today. I wonder what the Las Vegas odds makers are saying about this, in the sense that who will be tasked by the Democrats to come up with some sins in this woman's past where, oh, she did something wrong, but the complainant was too drunk to remember details like, were there any witnesses?
I think the last time they went after her for being a Catholic. And
she has adopted children of yeah. mixed of multiple races.
Right.
Are we about to say that that's bad?
Well, that makes her a colonialist and a racist colonialist, which I've heard some people say. Right now I'm not real enamored with the Las Vegas odds makers simply because they're showing they didn't learn. They're showing Biden
yeah.
with a 62% chance of winning the presidential race. And I'm like,
take that bet.
Why? Why are you showing that? How does that? I mean, I would think these guys would want to. I don't know.
Well, we know the usual players. What's interesting is that the middle is in play. I mean, just think about it. Joe Biden said he will neither confirm nor deny that he would pack the Supreme Court if he faced a majority of justices who were textualists. You know what textualist means. I mean, we can go back to Judge Scalia.
Sure.
He said the Constitution is alive because we read it rather than interpret it, and that we kill it if we can bend its meaning to our will. He said it says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. And the anti-gun politicians, particularly, what was it, Giffords, they agree with the judge. They absolutely agree. They said, Giffords said, the scariest part of the Supreme Court Justice Barrett is that she'll follow the Constitution. She'll literally, I mean, it's what.
Why
it's,
is that scary? Why? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because she won't reinterpret it to mean what the politicians, some politicians, want it to say.
Right.
Now, and I've heard you, I quote you all the time. You know, we can get rid of the Second Amendment. It's not hard. We have a provision for it right in our Constitution.
Yep.
Go propose it in the House, take it to the states, pass the amendment. We've had constitutional amendments before. Let's go for it. But until you do that, you're killing the Constitution when you violate it by inches.
Yep. Yep. I'm watching some of this stuff, and the part that I find stunning,
yeah,
is that everybody thinks this is what's going to happen, and then some of the people that I'm hearing talk this stuff, they're saying when it does happen, not if it does happen, when it does happen,
right,
then it will never be the same in the United States again, and I'm just sitting back going, so we're just going to take it, you guys are just going to take this. And I, you know.
Right. So isn't that interesting? If the Democrats, through mail-in ballots, take the presidency and the Senate, and they think that there won't be a backlash and a bunch of us saying, you know what? You keep your federal laws. Because most federal laws are enforced at the local level. There aren't that many U.S. Marshals. Yeah, if you want, well, okay. Well, this is true throughout time. If you want to make a government unstable, give it immense power, because then there's a huge competition to see who controls it. If you want to have a democracy that's stable over long periods of time, you have to have a limited government. For politicians, a lot of them are willing to invite war so that they can have greater political power. The war allowed them to assume more power, and then yet, after having assumed more power, it invited more conflict. It's
sure.
An old, old, old theme, and it rolls on and on. I did see a great article who said, you know, with Antifa, and they were also citing the hurricanes. By the way, I think we get another one coming into Louisiana on Thursday. 'Tis the season to bring your raincoat. That we'll have to talk about after the break. But
okay.
The police can't protect us because their boss told them not to.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Rob is he does two podcasts, and the podcasts are big. One of them is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. The other one is his solo effort, the Unique Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump says he's heading back to the White House. In a tweet, the president said he'd be leaving Walter Reed Medical Center at 6:30 Monday evening, adding that he was feeling, quote, really good. White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly told reporters the president's condition has improved.
It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, we're all normal.
While the president is not entirely out of the woods yet, Connolly says he supports him returning to the White House. President Trump had been at Walter Reed since Friday evening after announcing his positive coronavirus test earlier that day. While the president prepares to return to the White House, his press secretary has moved into quarantine. Kayleigh McEnany announcing on Twitter Monday that she had also tested positive for the coronavirus. Two of her deputies tested positive for the disease as well. This is USA Radio News. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says the entire world still remains at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. There are currently more than 35 million reported cases of COVID-19 worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, who has got power and things coming back and stuff like that.
And I am one of the lucky ones. There are people who still don't have power, don't have internet. A lot of us still have sort of a third world phone system, meaning if you really want the call to go through, you have to drive downtown, so you're hugging a cell phone tower.
Right.
But some people have spoken very, very clearly. I like this article that brought up how badly we misinterpreted the Second Amendment. We think it's, hey, you can concealed carry and stop a criminal who's attacking you. And the argument, though, was, oh, you don't need that anymore. We have the police. Unless the police were told to stay home because the riot's been sponsored by those who are politically favored by the mayor or the district attorney, and they have carte blanche to break the law at will.
Sure.
You need, now, the problem is you can survive defending yourself and then be charged by the government. We've seen that repeatedly. Portland, Seattle, Chicago. Okay. That's why that federal law is important. Hey, no, no, no. There are limits on what the government can condone. You can't charge him. In fact, that teenager in Kenosha, his lawyer just sued Joe Biden for claiming that he was a racist
Right.
Because he defended himself as three other white guys attacked him. Such political pandering. It's disgusting. But what do you do when the cops don't come? When the cops not only can't come, but due to political motivations won't come? You don't live in the favored quadrant of the city where we enforce the law. Wow. We see that in St. Louis now. You know, Soros bought his district attorneys. I think the next article I write will be on the real purpose of BLM and Antifa. Wow. It's politically scary to defend yourself, but also it's politically necessary that you can.
Well, I mean, they're trying to create a conundrum because they went after the McCluskeys, right, in St. Louis. They've gone after Kyle Rittenhouse, charged him with murder, which, you know, they got to have intent to commit murder. And at the same time, they're trying to make everybody that actually defends themselves, they're trying to make them into Charlottesville white supremacists.
Right. I forgot the name of the journalist in Portland who was being attacked by about seven people. He brandished and ended up getting charged with like 16 felonies.
Strickland. 20. Yeah. He got charged with 21 and 10 of them. Originally, he was charged with two misdemeanors.
Right.
And then they came, Ceasefire Oregon came out there, and that got changed to 10 felonies, 21 total charges. And now he has to go to the Supreme Court.
And it was a miscarriage of justice from beginning to end.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court is extremely unlikely to take the case. Just the odds are, what, 1 in 10,000. You know, it's just horrible. But that's what happens if, isn't that interesting? We've ghettoized the United States. There are places where the law doesn't apply.
Right.
Right. Dangerous, dangerous. And that may be one of the reasons we see the remarkable increase in concealed carry, because you literally are on your own. Someone can kill you and get away with it. That happened. I mean, they kicked a guy who was part of a prayer group, was kicked to death in Portland. No charges. They tried to kick that kid in Kenosha in the head. Oh, yeah. The prosecutor said, oh, he was just going to jump over him. Foot first, aim for his head, and the kid has to duck. What baloney. It's really embarrassing the lies to which politically motivated district attorneys will go. It's frightening. And we have to take our country back. I hope that puts a lot of us in the polls. I'm going to vote as soon as I can.
Well, I have never voted before the election, so I'm just waiting for election day to come along, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to vote in person. No problems. I'm just, I sincerely hope that Trump wins this very decisively electorally, because I know he's not going to win it with popular vote. But I hope he does this simply because I really want the polling companies to go out of business.
Yes.
I want the media to go out of business. You know, and you know, that's not something I say lightly because it's people's jobs, their lives and everything, but they're just a bunch of liars and manipulators.
You know what,
and there's nothing noble about what they're doing.
It's amazing to me. Trump did more for minorities in this country with the Trump economy last fall than all the social welfare programs put together. It's amazing what you can do for yourself when you have a job. And then COVID came. And we saw Democratic legislatures lock the economy down. They tried to turn the United States economy into California, into New Jersey, into New York City, where you needed political approval before you could open, where we can have a rally on the street, but only seven people can attend a church at a time. I wonder if we'll remember how good the Trump year was and blame those who helped destroy it. I hope that we have a a very broad electoral turnout, not just for Trump, but for politicians that will set us free once again.
Well, I mean, you know, I know Project Veritas showed up at Mark Kelly's the other day wanting to know what he was going to go for. And he's got Chinese connections. I mean,
yes, he does.
He's got Chinese connections. He's probably got a few George Soros connections. I mean, if they want to actually, and it's interesting, I did not realize how much the Chinese had insinuated themselves into the process, but all of this has just been one big, you know, one big projection on the part of the left, talking about Trump and Russia and all this other stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm looking forward to Pence making mincemeat out of Scamala. And
right.
We'll see what we get out of that. And, of course, we'll see what we get out of a few other things. And then...
Remember who... was it Nancy who had the Chinese driver?
Yeah.
For years?
Nancy Pelosi. What a piece of work she is. She is just a... She is a miserable waste of skin.
The California legislature bought the new San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge from a Chinese construction firm?
Right.
You don't think there were any kickbacks? I mean, the Chinese Communist Party is where kickbacks are a way of life. That they are essential. That is how you grow your company. You buy political permission for it to expand.
Right.
Wow. That's not the American way, I hope.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morsey. Finally got back with us because Mother Nature.
Yeah, is quite a girl to dance with. You've had John Lott on. Thank you. And he said the growth in concealed carry has slowed. And he thinks that's mostly because of COVID. It's harder than it used to be to get your permit in many states.
Right.
Well, I think he's right, and I want to keep these new gun owners motivated. Can we talk about self-defense gun stories for this last segment?
You betcha.
Okay, then let's jump in. This one was in Flower Mound, Texas. You're at home on a Sunday afternoon. You hear some sounds from the back of your house, and before you can go get all the way there and get it sorted out, somebody kicks in your back door, and a man and a woman walk in. It's broad daylight on a Sunday afternoon. You shout for them to leave, and they keep coming. You own a gun. You're armed. You present it and shoot the man before he reaches you. That convinces both of them to turn around. They do. They turn and run. You stop shooting. You call the police. You hear your attackers drive away. They find them a few blocks away, stopped because the man was the driver, and he said, I've been shot. I can't drive anymore. He's taken to a hospital in serious but stable condition. And this is unusual. 29 times out of 30, if a robber sees you present a firearm, they'll go, whoops, this wasn't the attack I had in mind. But also, 3 out of 4 times, the people who commit an assault are intoxicated.
Right.
Liquid courage. It may be from a needle. It may be from a pill. It may be from a bottle. So their perceptions are distorted. Do they even notice that you have a gun? Or is he just, I'm coming through the door and I'm going to knock him down, come what may? But you can't depend on the presence of a firearm to stop your attacker. You may have to use it as a tool to physically stop someone. Is that one shot? Is that the whole magazine? Yeah, it's whatever it takes. until he stops psychologically, as in this case. Remember, your single shot didn't stop him. He ran all the way back to the car. It convinced him that he didn't want to get shot anymore. Or had he pressed on, you might have to physically incapacitate him, backing up as you go. And can you do that? You certainly can't do that if your gun is kept up on the shelf, unloaded somewhere. Kathy Jackson said there are only two safe places for a firearm, in a gun safe or on your hip. I have to agree. And Bill, you live that lifestyle. I know you do.
Well, I don't wear it on my hip all the time when I'm at home. I do have it in my hand. That's a good place to have it, too. That's a good place to have it, too. Now, just out of curiosity.
Right.
Have you been able to do the podcasts?
I've only been able to get one episode back up. I was able to record it, and then my computer failed, so I couldn't edit it. Yeah, I had David Cole on. He's out of the Ohio area. He loves to train. It was great to have him on.
Yeah. So, like, while you were going through that, how hard was that for you to go through that to where you? Because we get into these routines where we're out here and we're like, for me, you know, I do this 5 days a week. So, at a certain time during the day, And at a certain time during the day, you know, it's time to go broadcast. And when I don't get to, especially if it's something due to weather or stupidity on the part of my internet provider or something, like today, I just barely missed being knocked off the air because a Penske rental truck backed up and took out my mailbox, which is like 3 feet away from the cable box.
Wow.
And I mean, my mailbox is dead. I mean, it's dead. There's no resuscitation for this mailbox. So, I just barely missed that. And normally, the way my luck runs, it would hit it.
Right.
And whenever I miss that for something stupid, it sort of bugs me. How have you been sort of like going through a little bit of withdrawal, or what are you doing?
At first, I was just trying to survive. You know, if you're trying to keep your family with food and water, I missed the presidential debate. I was involved in much more basic concerns. And then it was getting my wife out of town so her business could stand back up where they have internet. Then it was getting power to my house. So I will tell you that the hurricane weight loss plan was worth about 12 pounds. You get up with the sun, work all day, go to bed at night. There's not a lot of partying and drinking. It's just too darn basic. And once your life has stood up, you go help your neighbors that aren't as well positioned as you. It was only the last week when I really started taking notes again. I didn't have time to miss it, Bill.
Yeah. I get that.
Right.
I mean, I've never missed it due to something like that.
Right.
I have never missed it due to something like that. So I get it.
What I want to point out is that John Q, average gun owner, had the presence of mind to stop shooting when the bad guy turned. And you'd think, somebody's broken into my house. Get out of here, you! I'm at risk. Oh, my! Bang! The guy turns, and your finger straightened, because he's headed the other way. Wow. That takes thought. That takes practice. I often wish we could practice that with turning targets in a range to say, do you have a target? Stop as soon as it turns away. It would be great. I mean, I have had training where I could do that. I was spoiled. That was the big city in San Diego.
Right.
Let's jump into Des Moines, Iowa. A dissimilar situation, not Sunday afternoon with the sun out, but an hour before sunrise. You're walking out to get to your car. Two teenagers step out from behind a building and say, stop right there. They put one hand up and their other hand holds a gun. You have two guns pointed at you. Your money or your life. Empty your pockets. Your wallet has a concealed carry card in it. you're a gun owner, and you're armed. The news doesn't say how you survived, what you did. As an instructor, we'd say, move. Take a step any direction, preferably to the side, as you present. Shoot the nearest target and shoot, give them several shots, then go on to the second one. By the time our defender was able to run away, these two young men, both teenagers, had been shot. One died at the scene. Our defender called police. They were able to save the life of one of his attackers. It doesn't say if these attackers had a prior criminal record. It's unusual that they wouldn't. Most criminals don't start with armed robbery. They start with assault. But wow. Oh, you have your gun. You got your permit. You carry.
Right.
Can you move and present like that?
We got 30 seconds. So real quick, tell everybody how they find you.
I write at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My work is picked up by Clash Daily. It also goes to Amaland. Sometimes the Daily Surge. Once a week, I get to have a few minutes with my friend Bill Frady and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Well, now that you've got power back, you do anyway. So I'm glad you got the power back. Glad you got the power back. And thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. And go check Rob's stuff out because he is back. Thank you, sir.
Say hi to Dan.
All right. Coming up next, Editor-in-Chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. All is right in the world. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.